Right now, let's bring in Mike Causey as we head down that road. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. We have racing this weekend?
Racing at Parks, also known as Philadelphia Park, formerly known as Keystone.
Is that the park that has a casino?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember going there many, many times.
I like the place. A lot of people don't like it, but
I thought it was
racing is as good or better than Monmouth Park. So,
but also the casino was easily accessible.
Right across the parking lot.
Yeah, and to me it was always a lot of fun going there and then popping your head out for when the races come up and going back in.
It's not the same anymore.
It's not.
The casino's not in the racetrack.
Oh,
they built a whole separate big building across the parking lot.
Wow. Well, still, it was always a kind of cool place to go.
I've never had a bad time there.
All right, well, why don't we take a look at some of the races that you're going to pick here?
Yeah, it's their big weekend with the Cotillion and the Pennsylvania Derby. So that'll be two of the three I look at. First race is going to be the 10th race on the card, which is around 4:30. The 6-furlong Gallant Bob draws a nice field in here. Total of 13 horses line up. Horses I'm looking at, one is the number two horse of a Revolution, trained by Safi Joseph. This horse has run this distance several times, and he sits off the pace and makes a late run. Coming off a real good workout September 18th up at Saratoga, 46-3, going 4 furlongs. This horse is tight. Flavian Pratt gets the mount. He's a must-use. Going a little bit further out to the outside, the 9 horse, Running Son of a Gun, trained by John Toscano. This horse ran some big races up at Saratoga, a grade 1 and grade 2, the Jerkins and the Amsterdam, ran third in both of those. Those caliber of horses are definitely not in this race, and I think this is going to be my top pick in this race tomorrow, the 9, Running Son of a Gun. He's 6-1 morning line, and I'm going to round out the play with the 14 horse, Scaramouche, Guadalupe Preciado's horse. This is a horse for course. 6 starts at Parks with 5 wins. All of his lifetime wins come at Parks. So we're going to go with a 2-9-14 in the 10th race, Gallant Bob, tomorrow. The 11th race is the Cotillion, a mile and a 16th, lining up to run for $1 million. The 1 horse, Green Up. This horse has 5 starts with 4 wins. The last coming at Parks in the end of August, which was the prep for the Cotillion. Ran a triple-digit buyers in the race, won the race by 3 lengths. All systems go for this horse, and it's a 6-1 morning line for this horse. Rounding out my pick, I'm going to go to the 7, Shahama. This horse ran second in the Mother Goose to Gerrymander, who's also in this race, but I'm looking for prices tomorrow. And won the Monmouth Oaks by 2 at Monmouth back in July on the fake Haskell Day. So the 1771 is going to be my 2 plays in the Cotillion. Brings us to the big race of the day, the Pennsylvania Derby. It's a mile and an eighth on the dirt for 3-year-olds running for $1 million. A couple horses in here ran in the Haskell. The 8, Taiba, Bobby Baffert's horse, should have won. No reason why this horse shouldn't have won that day. The only reason why this horse lost that day was because Mike Smith was riding the horse. And Mess Up Mike is riding the horse again tomorrow, so I'll relegate Taiba to third because Mike Smith will find trouble in the phone booth again for this horse. The winner of the Haskell, Cyberknife, is in this race, will be the favorite, ran second in the Travers, has been running once a month, has been running very good. Ran 105 buyers last run and second in the Travers. I think this horse is going to bounce a little bit tomorrow in the Pennsylvania Derby. My top pick is going to be Tawny Port. Tawny Port ran third in the Jim Danny, skipped the Travers, training well at Churchill Downs, has run some big races, was my pick in the Derby. He was the other 80-1 shot that lost by 4 lengths that day. Gets Irad Ortiz in the bike, up on the saddle. 6-1 morning line. If this horse is anywhere near 6-1, I'll be standing at the window for a long time. So in the Pennsylvania Derby, the 7, Tawny Port, is my top pick. Cyberknife's going to round up my exacta. And Taiba, who might be the best horse in the race but gets Mike Smith, will be relegated to third for me because Mr. Smith will find trouble. Those are my picks for tomorrow at Parks.
You know, you're so right. Since I started watching horse racing, the interaction between the jockey and the horse, and knowing what to do, when to do it, and everything about the horse, if they don't jive, then you can have, like you just said, if the jockey doesn't jive with the horse, you can have the best horse in the world. It's not going to win.
Well, where's the shortest distance around the track is on the rail.
Yep.
So Taiba gave up the rail and went five wide in the stretch. Cyberknife sat right behind Taiba, stayed on the rail, won the race. Ray Charles could have seen the way he was going with that one. Mike Smith should have retired 10 years ago.
All right. Major League Baseball, I want to just talk about what's reinvigorated it, is Albert Pujols and Judge with what they're both trying to do before the end of the season. It's just fun to watch those two. I go to Major League Baseball now to watch baseball because they'll cut in with either when either one of those guys get to bat, and you still get to see other games and other information.
But why is Judge getting all this attention? I don't understand. Pujols, I understand 100%. He's a guy that was missing in action for 2 years. He's making a big run at the end of this year, which is the end of his career, for 700 home runs. 700 home runs, okay? Judge, no disrespect to Judge, he's chasing Roger Maris's record, which they're treating like it is the record. Whether you like it or not, Bonds has the record with 70-something home runs, even though it was juice-induced. We don't know if Judge is juice-induced because they're not checking him. I'm not saying he is, just saying what it is. But the media, which is the root of all evil, is making him sound like he's the greatest baseball player to ever put on a pair of spikes.
Well, that's
what... There was a guy that played in the Bronx. He had 52 home runs, 130 RBIs, and hit 353 all in the same year. This isn't like picking the big number for every best year he had. This is one season. And for my money, Mickey Mantle was the best outfielder the Yankees ever had except for Babe Ruth.
Well, I think you're right, but still, the thing that's impressed about Judge is that he's kept his demeanor. He's going for the Triple Crown now, which came out of nowhere. And he leads in all three categories there. I just think the way he's handled himself and the way he bet on himself.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with Judge.
That's what makes the story for me. And then Pujols, it's just, you know, you want that guy to get that 700,
oh,
don't you?
100%. There's nothing wrong with Judge. It's the media. The media stinks. The media is a bunch of lying dogs. Not one time have they mentioned anybody else's numbers. It's like batting average doesn't exist anymore for these guys. It's how many home runs can you hit? You know how many baseball players are hitting over 300 in the big leagues this year? This is in the entire big leagues, not the American or the National.
How many?
10.
And Judge is one of them.
10 of them. Yeah. 10 guys are hitting over 300. That's disgusting. Yeah. You know how many batters have 200 hits, which was a measuring stone for who's a good batter? A couple of years ago, nobody's even close to 200 hits.
Yeah.
Nobody's even close. Baseball's watered down. That's what the media should be saying. No disrespect to Judge. He's doing what he's doing. He's the best of a bad lot.
It's fun to watch anyway. It really is.
Oh, it is fun to watch. Yeah. But they're acting like the guy's curing cancer. I mean, come on. He's hitting a ball. And here's another big difference between Aaron Judge and Mickey Mantle. 8 inches. Mickey Mantle was 5'11". Judge is 6'7". And if anybody knows about physics, there's a big difference in that swing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope he
wins the Triple Crown. Yeah. Because then the Cardinals or the Dodgers will give him a lot of money to play next year.
That's exactly right. All right, Mike, I'll check with you.
Hey, Hal Steinbrenner said he's 100% against long-term big contracts.
Yeah, well, well, it'll be
Judge isn't signing for 5 years.
Yeah, it'll see what happens. We'll see what happens at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Mike, have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
Take care. That is a check on sports this morning, including Mike's picks here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.